Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? Should I run for president? Mother, should I trust the government?
Welcome to a very mediocre, by-the-numbers episode of the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 216. What do you expect at this point in my podcasting life cycle? Nothing has improved yet, so I don't know what you're holding your breath for now. If you head over to www.gruntfreepress.com, you'll notice about the same amount of enthusiasm goes into the website. You know, I have my small bouts of creativity maybe twice a year. And, you know, in between those, here we are, you know, getting to the early teens of the 200th episode of doing this. So, I mean, I'm just gonna do what I can do. But email any shitty letters that you might have to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. We only accept open letters for security reasons to make sure there's not, you know, anthrax or AIDS in there or whatever. They call me Absolute Deicide. Hello. Here we are. I'm not going to say we're in a transitionary period. I mean, that's a hack point at this point in time. I mean, we're always in a transitionary period. But we're actually currently in a rearrangement period. Well, I mean, when I say we and us, I mean, I don't really mean we. I mean me, really. In the eternal struggle of balancing old technology with new shit, trying to cram as much physical shit into the very limited amount of space that I have to work with that's available to me in my office, we'll say. So what wiser idea would there be than to take on one of those giant old fucking CRT fucking tube TVs, you know, take one of those and put it into my living space where I'm already just like cramped in. I can fucking barely move. Sounds like a good idea. I mean, I know this doesn't really mean a fucking thing to you audio listeners, but yeah, I'm just cramped. I'm in like a fucking jail cell style room. I'm just surrounded by shelves that are packed with garbage. I'll most likely never lay a finger on most of the stuff I have in here. I mean, to be real, I mean, I have all this shit, and like, I don't know, dude, when am I gonna fucking read Congo, you know, like, when am I gonna read the fucking book Congo again? There it is on my shelf. When am I gonna fucking, like, whatever, when am I gonna play Rockstar's Table? I actually do want to play Rockstar's Table Tennis at some point. That's a good game, but, I mean, it's just, like, shit everywhere. I'm just fucking surrounded, you know, it's my collection of various shit, you know, the culmination of my life's work. When am I gonna fucking watch, you know, the complete season of Roseanne? But not even like the actual DVDs, like the burned shitty, like really shitty quality fucking DVDs on like CDRs that I burned myself. Probably never. Probably not gonna happen. But that's taking up a lot of space. So, you know, a big portion of that is, old video game consoles and cartridges, obviously. I mean, I don't, as far as like the collecting goes and all that shit, I mean, I don't have fucking complete mint collections for fucking any systems or, anything like that. Or even most of them, I only have, I don't know, like Nintendo, I probably have like whatever, 50, 60 games for, and Super Nintendo, maybe like 20, you know, like shit like that. But it's just like various shit, you know, all this, you know, a little handful for each of them. They're not really in like good shape. Again, it's just none of them are boxed, you know, except the Genesis, some Genesis games, because those boxes are great, or like Sega CD. Those are my original games. But as far as like the consoles go and shit, it's not even like any of them. I don't think that the consoles themselves are my like original consoles, or you know, that I had from when I was a kid. It's not like, oh, I had this and I kept it in good shape, and but none of that. Like, there's no like nostalgia factor of, oh, that was my Genesis, or that was my fucking NES and it's still fucking kicking. I just fucking usually, whatever, they break, or I'm just fucking like, I don't know. Like, when I was a kid, I always would be like, there's a new sim, having like a Nintendo and having quite a few games, but it probably had like 50 games or so when I was a kid too. And just, you know, eventually being like, again, I don't feel like having to take up room. Because they have, like, such a small room. And it's fucking like, I think it, like, a Genesis after that. And just being like, why the fuck would I ever play, like, a Nintendo, like an NES, dude? So I have this fucking Sega Genesis, dude. 16-bits, way better fucking whatever. And just fucking, like, eventually just, you know, I don't want to look at or fucking trip over the fucking Nintendo, so... Few years later, I guess it's time to just toss this and fucking toss the games. I won't use it. So, and then, you know, I get the urge to play an old game, and then that daisy chains into buying a system and buying other games. And, you know, I'll always have this grand plan to sit down and play whatever, fucking a bunch of these old games. And God forbid, review some of them. Now we have all these fucking games. I'm obviously not fucking playing very much. But yeah, so the reasoning behind introducing a 150-pound monstrosity into the mix of this is, I figure if I'm staring at like a big dumb TV right in my face all the time, maybe instead of scrolling through Steam, just going through the list of fucking the Steam library like a fucking asshole, and, you know, I'll, boot up some NES or Genesis or whatever. I mean, I currently have, you know, those. I have an NES, I have a Genesis, I have a Sega CD, Super Nintendo. I think that's about it as far as like standard definition shit goes. I mean, I suppose you could say, like, you know, the PlayStation 2 is a standard definition console, but I have an HD up converter for that. So, I mean, if you remember the Undead Nightmare I had trying to play Red Dead Revolver with all the fucking lag on the shitty like converter I had, just like the general, just everything, just upscaler or whatever, the fucking AV to HDMI converter I was using for everything, it kind of sucked. But I got another one, which I think is pretty good. I tested it out, I'm like, oh, this is actually really good, so hopefully that works for that. And I also realize you can just fucking buy Red Dead on PS4, and that's probably the best way to play it. So if I was at first, we're going to fucking do that. But, right, whatever. Anyway, I'm kind of rambling here. So this is where it gets complicated. You know, there's so many ways to play old games now, which is kind of, it's just like convenience versus authenticity. And it's just really, again, once I built that Raspberry Pi, I'm just kind of, if I were kind of feeling like playing an old game, I could just usually, you know, fucking most of the shit I want to play would be in the Raspberry Pi I made. So I don't know why I would do anything else, but, you know, it's fucking, you know, it's like I have a controller. It's like I'd be stuck. You know, it's just the physical thing too, is that, you know, it's the whole thing of, yeah, it's easy to boot up a fucking, it's easy to fucking scroll through Netflix or whatever and try to, like, settle on some, like, mediocre movie that you want to watch or whatever. I mean, or Steam, the same thing. The library is just, I'll scroll through and, okay, I'll play this. And if it doesn't catch it, you know, if it doesn't catch you in the first 20 minutes, just be like, yeah, whatever, man, fucking move on to something else and fucking, you know. But, I mean, when you're kind of, it's just kind of the hassle of physically putting a cartridge in and having to deal with the hardware, and like, okay, well, I'm just kind of here, this is what I'm playing, and just being stuck in that zone makes you want to play shit. So hopefully, again, just like staring at a big fucking goddamn TV in my face will make me want to play the shit more. Then there's also the issue of streaming the fucking things. I think when I first started streaming games, fucking whatever, seven years ago, I think I had it figured out then somehow, but I honestly don't remember if I was using like one of those universal RCA to HDMI converters and running that through a capture card, and if that's what I was doing, it's just to like my TV. And if that was the case, it would be complete. I mean, that would kind of completely defeat the purpose of using a fucking tube TV, obviously, because like fucking like I'm not going to run through a converter and then fucking go to HDMI. And I don't know if this the TV even has an HDMI input, or if I had like a card that a capture card that accepted RCA and S video, which I think maybe I did. I must say the first capture card I was using fucking had that. It was just like an old school, like where you plug in the fucking, you know, red, yellow and white, and then, you know, there's like an S video in, and then it was fucking out to HDMI. I think that was part of the card, but even if that was where that fucking capture card is now, I don't know. I think I've been through like four or five of them since then. I'm looking at one right now I bought. It just doesn't fucking work at all. I'm just fucking like, I don't know. It's like another capture card. Just fucking throw it in with the rest of them. Or, I mean, they're not even the rest of them. They're all fucking scattered around. I have no idea where the fuck most of them are. They're somewhere stashed among my shit. That I rearrange and move around every time I have a bright idea like this one. So things get lost in the process of like moving shit around. Like throw it in like bookshelves and shit and be like, all right, so I have to remember it's there. And like 3 years later, like, what the fuck? Like, why is this here? Whatever. I just don't find it. Anyway, that was just a behind the scenes look at why I'm playing and streaming old games again. If I am, which I'm actually not now. I still don't have the TV like right in front of me, but should be getting it soon. Maybe this weekend, maybe. Waiting on somebody to give me a call and fucking help me bring it over. If I'm not, maybe next week expect to hear what went wrong. like hear about it, you know, of like fucking, dude, I bought this fucking capture card from Amazon and the piece of shit didn't work. And, you know, something along those lines. Stay tuned. Actually, what I did is I bought a, I don't know, it was fucking probably boring, but I actually bought like a splitter. It's like just a fucking video splitter. So I can fucking split it from, you know, whatever, console in, then split that two ways, and then one of the outs to the TV, you know, the analog shit, obviously. The fucking RCA cables into the TV, and then the other one that's split out, I'm going to use a converter. It doesn't really fucking matter if there's lag on it. It's just going to be like a video signal going into a card, and that'll be going out to the stream. So I think that'll work, hopefully, as long as it doesn't, you know, does what it says it does. But anyway, stay tuned, because those old games are some real remnants of the ashes. I mean, the game is actually called The Remnant, singular, from the ashes, but whatever, fuck off again. That game is actually really fucking good. I like that game a lot. Remnant from the Ashes, it's one of those things I can't even like quite put my finger on, like why I like it as much as I do. I say, like, yeah, it's Dark Souls with guns, and That's like the surface level selling point of it. But it's really this fucking mashup of bits and pieces from other games, and, you know, some might say ripped off from, some might say inspired by. Truth is maybe somewhere in the middle. Maybe it's in the eye of the beholder. Remnants like that double A, lower tier, like lower budget fucking magic. You just get those every now and then, where it's just fucking like, it's just kind of low budget, but it's just like, for whatever reason, just like hits you just right. They didn't go like crazy trying to like invent a new genre or chase whatever that the newest trend is this month, or make some fucking half-assed live service game or whatever the fuck people do these days. Yeah, it feels like there was like a relatively unknown group of developers. Like, I still don't know who the fuck made it. Like Void Point or something like that, maybe. But I don't know. Maybe I've never fucking heard of them, or maybe, you know, I they're not like big, you know. Yeah, you just tell us it's like a small group of developers who are just like, hey, you know, I just sit down. They're like, hey, you know, I really like this fucking aspect of that game, and I like that aspect of this game, and hey, let's just fucking throw that together and just let's fucking make something like that. Kind of the vibe you got from like Darksiders or like Red Faction Guerrilla or Castlevania, Lords of Shadow. Although those aren't really, you know, double A. I mean, those are pretty bigger budget, but you get what I'm saying. I can imagine. I mean, this is all headcanon in here, of course. This is not history. I didn't like extensively interview the people who made it, but so you know, you can see that they just kind of threw it together rather quickly, you'd think, and it was probably like all right at first, and then like little by little they tweaked it and they play tested it and they polished it up as much as they could, and so yeah, I mean, now Remnant from the Ashes is much better than it has any right to be. But yeah, the game's it's fucking fun, man. Remnant's fucking a really fun game, and it's funny too. Some of the bosses are so close to Dark Souls, you just have to fucking laugh when you fight him. As soon as you see him, like, is that, you know, is that fucking what I think it is? They just completely take that from fucking Dark Souls. One of the fights is on this bridge, and a giant moth appears and starts shooting energy projectiles at you. And it's just fucking like, oh, you know, is this the moonlight butterfly fight? Is that what they're going for? And they went like whole hog with it. It's fucking just hilarious, you know? But it's just fucking like, oh no, they obviously like just fucking, that's what it is. It's fucking real funny. And then they put a twist on it where once you get like one of the butterflies down to a quarter health, I think. At first it's like, it's kind of easy, like the moonlight butterfly was in fucking Dark Souls. It's like, oh, this is kind of like, it's just funny that it's like this. And then, once you get that first one down to a quarter health, the second fucking butterfly pops up on the opposite side of the bridge. And that's kind of a moment of panic where you were going off some sort of like Soulsian fucking muscle memory fighting it. Of like, all right, he's going to dodge the right time. I can see his attacks coming. Then just like really throws off your fucking equilibrium when there's fucking just there's something behind you now, like shooting at you that you can't even fucking see. You gotta like figure out which way you should be looking when and shit. And it's also kind of funny too. That's the thing where it's fucking like at first it's like, oh, this is kind of a cool, or you know, it's just a funny, like almost like copy and paste. Like they really didn't give a shit. And then like, oh, okay, they completely mix it up and now I'm fucking don't know what to do. That's just also just kind of like a meta joke, you know, in and of itself. And then after the butterfly, you fight this, there's like two bosses at the same time. So one's a little flying guy that throws a boomerang at you while the other one hangs back and snipes at you with a flaming crossbow. And then, yeah, once you kill one of them, the other one gets enraged and he gets stronger and he adds, other enemies, like, you know, ads start popping up after you kill one of them, which is, that's like the ads are just, it's Remnant's go-to move to make the bosses more difficult, you know. When in doubt, add ads is seems to be the design philosophy. But yeah, that's the game's Ornstein and Smo, which is, it's not nearly as difficult to fight, to be fair, as Ornstein and Smo, but That was like the clear inspiration. And then directly after that, you face a gigantic fucking dog. And it's, you know, it's just like a big fucking dog and it's like lunging at you and shit. And it's, you know, it's like, Jesus Christ. I was getting to a place where I would have said, like, you know, this is, after playing it for a while, I was like, yeah, it's not really that much like Dark Souls. And you know, it's fucking just, but that shit's just so funny. Like some of the bosses, like later on, it's a lot of the later bosses too, where it's like fucking like, oh, okay, you know, this is fucking definitely, I can see what they're doing here. And then there's this shit, like, you know, sitting at the checkpoints where it seems like they almost traced it from sitting at bonfires. It's like the animation, the guy like sitting down and shit. And then I finally found some new armor after playing for a dozen hours or so. I mean, there's not that much gear variety in the game. You have like those three classes you can pick from at the start, and they have like a set that's attached to them, like a starting handgun and a starting long gun and melee weapon. But I mean, you know, if you want, you can just buy the other class's weapons to switch them out and like mix and match from different shit if you want to. But that's like still only three main options for each category. You know, it's only really like three. If you bought the other two, like handguns, and this is your starting one, it's like, well, you'd have three to choose from and whatever. Three, you know, three long guns, three fucking whatever. But yeah, then you can craft boss weapons. But I did every one that I could. Like, you know, you beat a boss and they give you like an item, then you bring it to like a guy and he'll craft you a weapon from it. Kind of like Dark Souls. But I did every one I could and I tried them out for a little bit. And the ones I tried so far, I mean, they kind of sucked. It was kind of like, I don't know, I'd rather stick with my starting shit that does more damage. And, you know, but I found a vendor in one of the levels that was selling like a metal futuristic looking like chest piece and like some leg armor. And I thought maybe like the whole game was going to take a twist. Like there's going to be a twist or a turn there where it's going to get a, you know, you'd start getting Doom Guy armor and like laser weapons and go to space or something. But rather than, you know, you walk around like a cowboy the whole time, it's kind of, I mean, the environment's changed, but it's kind of like, oh, cowboy going through this shit. And then it's fucking like, oh, it's just going to go into like, all right, we're going to get like fucking, you know, space marine shit. And like the enemies are going to start getting all fucking like robotic or whatever. But, it doesn't do that. But anyway, so I bought some fucking like metal armor, and I was looking at the stats. I'm like, oh, well, it's better protection than the cowboy gear I've been wearing the entire time. And then I'm like, oh, why wouldn't I use this? But whatever. And then I'm walking around with it, and I'm like, wait a minute. Before I even like go out and fight, I'm like, let me try rolling now. So I try rolling, fucking like, oh, okay. There is there's encumbrance in the game, which that wasn't a fucking issue up until then. But you know, it's fucking, you try rolling, it's like, oh, it's the like the dreaded fat roll, you know, the Dark Souls fucking fat roll, and you have too much fucking carrying too much shit. Yeah, you can't have that. I mean, this is fucking like instant death, especially in this game. I mean, Dark Souls too, but you can use like a shield or whatever. You don't really have a shield in this. You're just like shooting, and if you fucking try dodging out of the way or something, you're fucking fat rolling, like, forget about it. Yeah, I wouldn't believe, I couldn't think of any like real way to tank through the game. I mean, I've been upgrading all of my gear as much as I possibly can. You know, I'm buying like extra crafting materials when I can, and you know, I'm fucking still like glass cannon, I think, no matter what. I don't think you could get your armor up that. You just fucking like sit there and eat fucking shit for very long before you died, I don't think. You know, it's all about like rolling and fucking taking cover when you can. It seems like as far as I know, and playing with other players, yeah, you can do like multiplayer at any time to have people jump in the game, which I didn't do until the very end, which we'll get to later. But it's like, no, everyone's kind of, I mean, I know there's different classes, but playing with a dozen or so people, it's like fucking like, oh, everybody kind of plays the same shit, you know what I mean? It's not like that. There's not like too much variety. It's like everyone's still this fucking handgun and a long gun and whatever. I mean, they're all just kind of doing the same thing and rolling. But so yeah, I mean, I don't know what the other classes are like exactly, but I don't know, it's like one of the, like starting off, like looking at the descriptions of them, there was like a quote unquote melee focused one. I don't know, maybe you have like a little bit more staying power that way, but yeah, I mean, I'm almost positive, like, the classes just mostly affect the starting gear again, and you get fucking, like, the different swanky outfits. Like, that's about it. So, yeah, I made it to the last boss of the game. What I'm assuming is the last boss, anyway. I mean, the subtitle for the area that I was in says fucking final battle, if that means anything. As of the time of this recording, I haven't defeated him. I tried. I really did. I mean, I didn't really give it a full attention. Like, this is going to be my day shot yet, but yeah, I'm pretty good now at just taking down his first form I can get through. It's just some guy who floats around with a VR helmet on. Looks like he came out of Get Even, that game. And he was tough for the first few tries. He, you know, he launches missiles at you that kind of like go up in the air and they come down and shit. You just have to keep moving. But if they hit you, they take off a good, I don't know, half bar of your health or so. Then, like, he spins around, that first is just kind of like, he does, like, a quick spin, and he, like, goes back up in the air, but once you get him down to, like, halfway, when he spins, it'll suck you in, like, towards him. You gotta be pretty far away from him to not get hit by that, and then, like, he'll slam down and do, like, an area of effect attack, like, after that. And of course, there are ads, the tree people. More of those guys from the beginning. It's tough to get the timing down when you have to like dodge and, you know, when it's safe to attack and all that shit. But I mean, just saying that. I mean, that goes for fucking like every boss, but in just about every fucking video game ever made, I guess. Yeah, I mean, this guy here, he's not easy. I'll say that. Like but. He felt a little bit too, like, the first time I beat him, like, I got him, but I'm like, I don't know, this felt a little too easy for what's supposed to be the final boss of this game. They did have some pretty tough parts. I mean, again, it wasn't, like, crazy hard, but up till then, I kind of blew through most of the shit, but this one, I'm like, fucking, all right, well, I did it, but I don't know, it doesn't really feel like a final boss. And then comes the second form. You know, a remnant's version of Castlevania's Cookie Monster. Yeah, I don't even know how the fuck to even really describe it. You know, it's just a big floating, flaming fucking demon bird phoenix thing that shoots fireballs at you. Yeah, I mean, I guess like every fucking boss in every video game ever made, more or less. But I mean, the fireballs he shoots aren't really that hard to dodge. You can pretty much just run when he shoots them at you, and you'll be safe. The problem is, like, I don't know how the fuck he's supposed to, like, even damage this fucking guy. I tried, like, shooting every inch of his body. I'm like, all right, he's got to be a weak point somewhere. I'm trying to get behind him, shoot him in the back, shoot him, like, every fucking where I can. But the shoot him with my fucking hot sticky cum, and the hit indicators that were popping up, like the damage numbers that pop up, they're all grayed out, and it says like 10, 15. I mean, it was like 10 damage, 15 damage, and in gray. You know, if you hit him solid, it's fucking, I think it's like white normally, and then it's fucking whatever, yellow or red or whatever if you get like criticals. But this is like gray. It's just fucking 10, 15. And his health bar might as well not even be fucking moving at all. It's just fucking, it's not, you can barely fucking see it. You can do that for like an hour, and you might see it like go down to a tiny little bit. So then he, I'm like, all right, what the fuck? So there's obviously something else here. Then he phases out of the room, and everything turns black, and it's infested with tree people, and just to rub salt in the wound, when you're in the darkened room there with all the tree people, your health is, it's constantly draining down. So, you know, that's a problem. I mean, it's draining, like, it's ticking, like, your health is ticking down slowly, but you've already fought that first phase and probably used a couple fucking Estus or whatever the fuck, Dragon Hearts, whatever the fuck the game, whatever that is, like the heal, like your main healing. So you probably use like one or two to get through that fucking first phase. And now you're just like sitting there like forced just to like soak up damage for a little bit. And yeah, you know, there are those two, like these two like orange fucking glowing circles appear on either side of the room. And I thought like, all right, well, maybe that's the key. Like you have to like, you know, whatever, shoot those fucking orange portals while you're in the dark room. And that will do like more damage to him, or like look through there and you'll see him and fucking like shoot him or whatever. But, no, you just fuck. They're just portals. You walk through them and you get out of the fucking darkness. And then you're back to the flying cookie monster fight. But now when you shoot them, bigger numbers will fly out of them. And it's like, you know, whatever. I was seeing like 200 now and 500 instead of like 10 or 5, you know, whatever. 2 or 5 is like multiplied by whatever. But they're still gray and you're still not making any visible fucking progress on them. And then it just repeats. So I was just like waiting for like, all right, well, is it going to be like, you know, am I going to have to do that a couple times? Then like eventually it'll be like a million. I'll be doing whatever. I'll be able to hit him in like one hit if I go through that cycle a couple times, just going in the darkened room and coming out. But no, it's just like he comes back after a little bit, just like reverts back to like, all right, now I'm back to doing like 10 damage and shit. So that's not it. You know, you fucking, you know, I've been able to go through that cycle of a few times and shit, but I don't know. There has to be like some trick to it that I'm not seeing. And what sucks is, you know, if you die in the second phase, then you fucking respawn and you have to beat the phase one again. You know, it's fucking one of those. It's not like fucking like, all right, well, I beat the fake first boss. Now I can just go in and do it. It's like, no, you have to start from the fucking beginning. So I don't know. I'm sure it's not that difficult, but I tried for a couple hours. And then I'm like, I'm just going to put it down to play something else. And yeah, I'm not saying it's like a bad game or even a bad boss fight. It was just that I played like fucking enough of these fucking games, all 27 of these Dark Souls like video games that I compared fucking Remnant of the Ashes to. I just know it's going to be like an ordeal either way. So I debated on whether to look up what I needed to do, but I didn't want to feel like that much of a faggot just yet. So I'm like, all right, I was going to take a break and I'll come back to it with fresh eyes. And don't worry, there will be a conclusion to Remnant of the Ashes one way or another. Like the update for that was, I actually was a faggot and I just fucking looked it up. And even knowing the fucking trick to it, I mean, it's not even like a trick. I was just doing the same thing. It's just when you're in that darkened room, you're supposed to, you build up your own multiplier by shooting the fucking ads that are in that darkened room. And fucking, like, I don't know, I just kept doing that. Like, I just fucking just kept killing them and trying to get my multiplier up, like, right before I fucking was going to die. You know, as your health keeps going down and shit. It just sucks because it's fucking, like, I don't know, you take so much fucking damage. Like, it's just, you know, you're constantly taking a little bit. And then, like, if you're not paying, like, complete attention, like, you know, 360 degrees around you the whole time, you're just in, like, an arena surrounded by these fucking goddamn tree people. Yeah, you take like one hit. It's like, oh, I'm going to push it a little bit and try to get fucking, you know, my one or two fucking more kills to get my multiplier up. Yeah, you just take like one fucking like thrown axe to your side and you're just fucking dead immediately. So I don't know. It's fucking hard. It's hard. Like that's what sucks. It's fucking like the fight's hard. So yeah, you build that up. You see in the lower right corner is a little fucking indicator of what's going on. And you're supposed to build it up to like 10. So you kill like 10 enemies and you go out and you fucking, you know, as those numbers, you know, as once you go out and you have that multiplier up, you're supposed to do as much damage as you can to the fucking boss. And then supposedly he opens up and you get like a weak point you can hit for a second. But I don't know. I've tried this for hours and it's fucking, I can't do enough damage or what. It's just a pain in the ass. It's just, like you said, it's not even that it's hard. It's just kind of a tedious fucking boss fight. I played it for one shot probably for fucking like an hour of not dying, like just continually fucking fighting and coming out and fucking fighting and just going in like a circle and then like healing myself and like keep going. But it's just shit like that. It just takes so fucking long if you don't do it right. Like, I don't know. Like, you don't, I wasn't building my multiplier up long enough. I wasn't doing enough fucking damage. I read one thing that said like, oh, you need to have like a sniper rifle or it's not going to work. And I didn't use a fucking sniper rifle the entire game, but I'm like, okay, I'll try it here, I guess. Then even doing that, I wasn't doing much more fucking damage than my whole fully upgraded like pistol and shotgun and shit. So I'm like, I don't really fucking need that. But I don't know. It's not even that I can't figure it out. It's just such a pain in the ass. Like, and I start using like the consumable items. I'm using like my healing items. I'm using, you run out of fucking ammo all the time. So I'm going through all these fucking ammo boxes, then I'm running out of fucking money because I'm doing this for so long and too much and just wasting it and not fucking, like, obviously not fucking killing them. So, I don't know. Again, that's where I invited other people into the game. I had two or three other people with me and didn't help at all. Like, it's just fucking, I don't know. Fuck that guy. I mean, I'm almost ready to just throw my hands up and be like, oh, I like the game. It's just that the last boss sucks. I'm not fucking dealing with him, is what I'm leaning towards, but I don't know. We'll see. I'll keep you updated. I'm sure you're really fucking, what's going to, on the edge of your fucking seat. All your pussies are fucking soaking wet.
Asshole. I'm obnoxious, motherfucker, can't you tell? Run through Little Havana yelling, Viva Fidel! Jerking off with the sheets when I stay at hotels, drinking Bacardi at AA meetings, smoking a L. I'm broke as hell, my attitude is no good. Like working for white people after watching Rosewood. So I'm a mercenary, I don't care how I get richer. Like American companies that did business with Hitler. Get the picture, nigga? I'm the best of both worlds without the hidden camera and the 12-year-old girl. It's face at your basic, you aren't half the man that I am. I'll throw your gang sign up and then I'll spit on my hand. Give me $100,000, give me your watch, give me your chain. That's your girl, bitch, get over here, give me some brain. I'll bust off on her face and right after the segment she'll probably rub it in her pussy, try to get herself pregnant. I said it, I meant it, that's the way I deal with enemies like pro-lifers that support the death penalty. And don't talk about war when niggas know that you puss, a fucking hypocrite, draft dodger like George Bush. Don't push me, nigga, cause I'm close to the edge. And I'll jump off with a rope that's wrapped around your head. Send a dead fetus to my ex on Valentine's Day. The safety's off, nigga, so get the fuck out my way. Obnoxious nigga, murderous lyrics, I know that you hear it. Now that I'm getting closer and closer, I know that you feel it. You eating off rap, and I hope you choke on your gimmick. Niggas said hip-hop was dead, but I'm invoking the spirit. We taking it back in the day to the golden age when whack motherfuckers used to get thrown off stage. Immortal technique, I made this the bump in your ride, or burn it off the internet and bump it outside. Nigga, we keeping it live, we keeping it live, we keeping it live, we keeping it live. Burn it off the fucking internet and bump it outside. Look, motherfucker, my words, damage and slaughter. A raging alcoholic like the president's daughter's. Disgusting flow like third world country tap water. But before I hit the border, someone give me a quarter. Cause I'm a prank call, cop shot, just for kicks. Payback for every time that they called me a spick. And Puerto Rican chicks tell me that I fuck like I'm loco. And Dominican women call me the rompetoto. They call me ocioso, I'd rather get fired than quit. I get unemployment, you work, and we making the same shit. How dare you niggas criticize the way that I spit? You coffee shop revolutionary son of a bitch. But you know what the fuck I think is just pathetic and gay? When niggas speculate what the fuck Pac would say. You don't know shit about a dead man's perspective. And talking shit'll get your neck bone disconnected, disrespected. Niggas don't show no love. Why you trying to be hardcore, you fucking homo thug? And don't be sensitive and angry at the shit that I wrote. Cause if you can take a fucking dick, you can take a joke. I'll choke your friends in front of you to prove that you've fallen off, and you won't do shit about it. Like the church during the Holocaust, Kalashnikov, machine gun flow that I fire. Obnoxious until they shoot me on the day I retire. Obnoxious nigga, murderous lyrics, I know that you hear it. Now that I'm getting closer and closer, I know that you feel it. You eating off rap, and I hope you choke on your gimmick. Niggas said hip hop was dead, but I'm invoking the spirit. We taking it back in the day to the golden age when whack motherfuckers used to get thrown off stage. Immortal technique, I made this the bump in your ride, or burn it off the internet and bump it outside. Nigga, we keeping it live, we keeping it live, we keeping it live, we keeping it live. Burn it off the fucking internet and bump it outside. Damn, homie, in high school I beat the shit out of you and your man, homie. Your girl wanna blow me and don't even know me. She lonely and she think you a phony. I'll take a piss on a development deal from Sony or Def Jam, cause you like all of the rest, man. This ain't a verse, this shit talk at the end of the song. And you can suck a dick if you think I ended it wrong. Fuck you and I'm gone. Peace to the stronghold, EO Dub. Word of mouth, forbidden chapters, Ayak niggas, wax pole, killing you slow. The plague, I'll murder a show, you don't even know, yeah. Foul play, nigga. Harlem. Woo!
In the meantime, while we're waiting for me to keep fucking pounding away at that goddamn last boss of Remnant, I wanted to have a little more control in my life. So I played that game Control, and ironically, I had the exact opposite experience of what I wanted from that. So, you know, I've been debating on when I should get a new PC. I mean, the one I have now has been fucking great. The 1080 has been able to play just about every game I throw at it on ultra settings. Occasionally, I'd have to tone down like one or two options to like high. And very rarely put everything on high, maybe a couple things on medium, like whatever. I mean, still was up there, looked fucking really good. Most games, Control is the game that fucking did it. Or it's fucking just like, what the fuck? My computer just can't run this shit. Ultra wasn't happening. That was a good old fashioned slideshow. So then I tried everything on high and I'm like, well, this is almost playable, but I can kind of play it, but is it really not that much better? It's still fucking, you know, fucking laggy controls and fucking just doesn't feel right. And, you know, some of the fucking like textures and details and shit look kind of fucked up. I'm just, I don't know. Like, this doesn't look fucking much better either. I try putting everything on medium like a fucking garbage person does. And it's still getting fucking like framey in some fucking instances and in some fights when there's like, you know, environmental shit fucking like breaking. It's like, it's still fucking not running great. So, what that means, I don't know. Again, I'm still having fucking problems with two other games I just fucking played that came out yesterday. I tried fucking playing, and they're both graphically pretty intense, and I play them on ultra, fucking no problem. I mean, they were fine, so I don't know. Maybe Control just isn't optimized. I mean, I haven't looked around to see if people are throwing a shit fit over it. I watched, real just out of curiosity, I watched the Digital Foundry thing on it. On the console one anyway. I don't know, I didn't feel like fucking searching for that. It was the one that popped up, was fucking the one for consoles. I kind of scrubbed through it a little bit and read like the comments and fucking like, yeah, it's like, I guess on consoles it runs like fucking garbage. So I don't know. Going by that, well, like people throw a shit fit over like, you know, their computers can't run games on ultra is pretty much, that's like every game. That's fucking the standard of discourse now on the internet. So like that won't really tell you anything of value. I think the issue is maybe Control is optimized, but it's optimized for our dear old buddy we have on the show, Ray Tracing. It was one of the few games that got behind it we got behind ray tracing when NVIDIA announced the RTX cards. And, yeah, I mean, they really went all in with it. I mean, they really, like, there's all about fucking, like, ray tracing, you know, you can tell just by fucking, like, playing it. You know, it's like a ray tracing demo, almost. It's all, you know, the graphics are all super contrasty. You know, there's, you know, really intense lighting, you know, bright areas and dark areas and smudgy particle effects that, all that shit, I'm sure it looks fucking great if you have a fucking RTX card and like an HDR monitor, I'm sure, you know, high definition, whatever, range monitor, like that thing, or TV or whatever. But if not, if you're in the camp of like me where you don't have a fucking RTX card and you don't have a fucking HDR monitor, that's, you know, the game's kind of designed to be like a demo of like, oh, maybe, I'm thinking like, oh, maybe I should get one now. Maybe I should fucking, now maybe it's a good time to get my, you know, get a new fucking PC, and I'm not going to get a monitor for a couple of years. No matter what, I just fucking bought this one and I like it. But, that's probably by design, I'd imagine, because Remedy has some sort of partnership with NVIDIA, obviously. They were fucking part of their whole, like, demo, whatever, E3 presentation, so, you know, here's some money, you know, NVIDIA said, just make sure you ray trace the fuck out of your game, and they did. So I mean, actually, I did look in. I'm like, fucking, when are the new cards coming out? Because it seems like it's been a while since the first generation of those fucking ray tracing things came out, like a year ago, at least, it seems like. So there are new cards that came out recently, but they're just slight improvements over like the first generation, the 2080s and the, was it 2060s or some shit like that. And the problem with those, like when those came out, I'm like, oh, I don't really want that, because they're just kind of like slight improvements over the 1080 that I have right now. So I was reading about them, like, oh, so what are these new cards about? They're called Super, like that's the fucking the definition, the brand name or whatever is called Super. So it's like the 2080 Super or something like that, Super Nintendo Chalmers. And on paper, you know, from what I'm fucking reading, internet paper that I was reading from these fucking tech nerds who supposedly know about that stuff. Supposedly it's fucking, they're just like, it's like, oh, you know, these are fucking like 10 to 20% better than the fucking, the 2080, you know, whatever, actually 15 to 20% better than the fucking, they were saying 20% more powerful than a 1080, like the card I have now, like a plain 1080. So, that's kind of a tough sell for me to drop like thousands of fucking dollars on a new fucking PC for, you know, for just like, oh, I'll get like a 20% improvement. Here's fucking thousands of dollars. I don't know. I'd rather hold off for something better. So anyway, we'll put a pin in that hardcore in-depth tech talk. And talk about the game itself. Control. I don't like it very much. It's a Remedy game. The style and pacing is very similar to Quantum Break and Alan Wake. And like those games, conceptually. One minute. So yeah, I don't like the game Control very much. It's a Remedy game. I mean, the style and the pacing is very similar to Quantum Break and Alan Wake. And like those games, conceptually, I should be all about Control. I mean, it's paranormal, horror, sci-fi. You play some redhead chick who goes to a government facility that researches the supernatural, and yeah, you're almost instantly, as soon as you get in there, you get in this building, you become the director of the entire operation. after the previous director shoots himself in the head, kills himself, you pick up his weapon and it's like imprints on you or something, but that also is like the imprint of the old director's like psyche in there. So you become the new director. You really just, that's how you get to break the glass ceiling these days. So yeah, they're going off like the control. They're going for like offbeat storytelling, which I also like, but it kind of rubs me the wrong way, like the way that they go about that. It's Control's not on like the level of Quantum Break where you would literally stop playing the game for half an hour at a time to like watch a TV show, and that's where you get most of the story from, is these fucking TV episodes. Remedy seems like obsessed with live action video still, and you know, like all like, you know, audio recordings and written memos that you find and read and shit. I mean, you walk 2 feet and there's a fucking note to collect, and then the next room over, there's nothing in the room, but there's like a TV playing that is like a, you know, it's live action. It's like a filmed actor who's like playing like a scientist and telling you all, you know, doing like a whatever, like a almost like a TV show, or it's supposed to be like an internal video, whatever, like a company video, like explaining like the experiments that he's doing in this fucking whatever the fuck they call it, the oldest bureau, federal bureau of control or whatever. And it's all, again, it's all like supernatural shit. He's doing like all these fucking experiments and explaining them and like whatever. So it's like, you kind of have to stop. If you want to get like the backstory, you have to stop and read all this shit and fucking, you know what I mean? Or it's like, whatever, let's be like a fucking like puppet show playing, you know, a TV show with like puppets and shit. And you know, you can click on the TVs to make it full screen and just like sit there and watch it if you want, which again, I mean, to be honest, I kind of like some of that shit too, just to, in most games, to fill out back, it's a good tool to like fill out backstory and shit you don't want to like, you know, be so explicit about. It's just like, oh, you can pick up a memo and read it or whatever. But the game Control is just fucking littered with this shit. I mean, Remedy pretty much vandalized their own game with all manner of knickknacks and bric-a-brac, and none of it's really that good or that like entertaining to go through. Like, that's the thing. It's that's the problem, where it's like, usually I'd be down to like sit there, like take a break from a fucking game and like watch like whatever, like a 5-minute TV show and whatever, but, or again, read like a note or something. But it's like a lot of this shit is just garbage. Like, I'm not a fucking collectible obsessed gamer at all, but they make the prompts to pick them up so apparent. It's just like a pulsing white dot that you can't help but really see when you get anywhere near it. So I mean, you just think, ah, oh, well, that must be important, and then you pick it up and it's just fucking like nonsense. It's just, you're reading like an internal memo about like the procedures they have to go through when somebody, you know, an unexpected guest shows up at the Bureau of Control or whatever. Just like fucking procedures of like disposing, like, oh, here's a memo about how you like dispose memos or whatever, like the correct way. It's just like, it's just kind of like bullshit. Or here's random shit, like here's a transcript from a 911 call, and it doesn't really like add anything. It's just fucking like, I don't know, here's just stuff, like here's just shit, you know. It's just there because that's their thing, I guess. I mean, I don't know, I just find it very annoying, and it just stops the gameplay dead. And it's, you know, it's boring too. Yeah, I mean, there's something about the vibe of Control. It's, you know, it's a very effective sedative for me playing this fucking game. It's just, you know, the just sterile environments, you know, just like brutalist architecture. I don't know, I fucking heard that a couple like describing the fucking building. It's just, you know, just concrete and all this, like, very governmental-looking shit. I don't know if, like, fucking, it's, yeah, it was futuristic, but still noir. Kind of like a lot of the characters have that speech pattern, like, oh, like almost like a dragnet or whatever. Just have the old school detective FBI agent speech patterns, and the protagonist lady is a cold fart in a wet blanket, pretty much. I mean, she's fucking dull as dog shit. She has an inner monologue that's it's trying to be. It actually is kind of reminiscent of, like, the inner fucking monologues of the characters, the main characters from, like, Hellblade or, like, Deadly Premonition, even, where she keeps referring, you know, just, like, talking to herself and referring to, like, you, oh, don't you, what do you think, or whatever, or, like, just talking about different people in her life, like, you have no idea about, but she's still kind of alluding to them, and it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, trying to make you think, like, oh, there's more, you know, there's more to it, again, that they're not showing me, build out the fucking world or whatever. But, again, I still think, like, what she's talking about is it's not as well-written or fucking engaging or mysterious or compelling as either, as, like, either of those games, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking, like, oh, it served a purpose and fucking, Hellblade, you know, it built her character up, Senua, or in, like, Deadly Premonition, it was a big fucking part of the big plot twist at the end was the inner monologue. I don't know what the fuck is going on in, like, Control, but it's just fucking, like, I'm just really not that interested in what this fucking bitch is fucking thinking about or talking to herself about. Like, I just don't really care. Again, it just doesn't have much personality. I don't really give a shit. And, you know, and they do a lot of fucking low garbled audio and just bassy humming will be going on in the background a lot of the time. Almost like fucking Event Horizon or, you know, that's the one movie I can't fucking get through the entire thing because it puts me to sleep. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know what that is exactly. I mean, maybe it's my own weird sexual fetish thing or something like that, kind of like how some people are into ASMR, like they go into, like, a deep state of, like, relaxation when they hear people crinkling fucking paper or whatever the fuck, or talking and whispering and whispering voices and, like, soft noises and shit like that. Maybe I do have a little bit of that. I don't know, but it just fucking, like, puts me to fucking sleep like crazy. And just, you know, even, like, visually, like the clean white environments with dark shadows and a fucking humming bass in the back, it's just pretty much like wrapping me up in a warm winter blanket and feeding me hot chocolate with fucking Baileys in it and, you know, putting me near a fucking, like, fireplace right after you gave me a fucking blowjob. It's just fucking right out. You know, it's like fucking, like, drinking a fucking bottle of NyQuil. So, yeah, the long and short of it is, I haven't really got very far in Control, I don't think. I mean, I'm trying to play it, like, I'm trying to, like, just go through it, but I'll start it up, and I'm like, all right, I'll make some progress here, then I kind of, like, get drowsy and lose interest, I get distracted by something else, like, and anything else, like, really, it's just, yeah, the game's just fucking, you know, it's just, like, disjointed, and some of that's, it's purposefully, they do that to kind of throw you off and fuck with your sense of space, and, you know, the building there, it keeps, like, shifting and changing its layouts every now and then, and which, again, that's part of the plot or whatever, where it's just fucking, like, oh, just the weird shit happens, or whatever they'll, like, call the oldest house in the world, or whatever the fuck it is, where it's fucking just all this, like, supernatural shit's happening, and it's changing its fucking shape, and that's why the government agency's there to investigate and keep that under control. But it's just really more annoying than anything, I would say. I mean, it sounds like a cool puzzly aspect that they added to the game, so it's not just like another, like, linear fucking story where it's like, oh, I was going through some house and, like, what, it's not like a Resident Evil where you're all unlocking doors and going to different areas is fucking like, oh, well, this department here over here is fucking shifting and you can't get to this one until the house fucking shifts and like whatever. But you know, I just find like playing it. I'm just like, this is just kind of like frustrating and like confusing and you know, it's not fucking fun to play. I'm getting fucking lost all the time going through. I mean, they highlight that there are like objective markers, but it's not like on screen, like waypoints. You have to open the map and they'll highlight where you need to go. Well, whatever your active objective is, there will be a marker on the map, but the map sucks. I mean, you can't zoom in or zoom in and out on it. You can't change floors. So I'd be trying to figure out where like an elevator or stairs are going to take you on them. There's a little icon for them. It's like, oh, where's that going to take me? The floor below or above? It's all you have to go by is the fucking, if the section on the map like near those stairs or whatever is like gray or dark gray or light gray. It's just like the whole map is just like three shades of like black and gray. It sucks. It's just like, I can't just change floors and like see what's going on, or I can't zoom in to make it clearer. Like I'm just looking at this one map that's kind of like small and shit. mazy looking shit. I think they're going for, with the house changing and moving and you unlocking like all these different departments and wings of the fucking place, that they're I think they're going for like a Metroidvania thing where you'd be backtracking and opening up new areas, and you know, you'll see security doors that you can't open up yet. You know, they'll be locked until you progress and get like a higher level like security card. But again, I'm just like fucking, I don't know, I'm just trying to fucking play the game and I'm just getting lost and like, I fucking just want to just go towards like the main objective more or less. And there's even like these side objectives you get, where it's still like, oh, you do like this timed thing. It's like, oh, you had to rush to this certain area somewhere, you know, you've probably already been to, but just go back to that area and they'll be like, whatever, like mini bosses or something. It's like you have like 50 minutes to go do it and like defeat them or whatever, like shit like that. And it's just, I don't know, just again, just really fucking just confusing and shit. I don't know. Some of it just seems unnecessary. I just almost rather just have it be like a linear fucking story thing, because it's fucking, just, again, I just get fucking like frustrated of fucking looking at that map. And I don't know. It controls one of those games where it's fucking, again, I have it like installed. I'm like, in the back of my head, I'm like, I should probably just play through it and keep going. But all I can think of, I'm just fucking thinking like, you know, it's there. I'll get around to it eventually. And as far as like the action goes, like the shooting and using the powers, you know, she has like telekinesis. You can throw shit around. You can make like a shield for yourself. The fuck else does she do? You know, like a dash, dodge type thing, like a blink. Feels a lot like Quantum Break. A lot of the same shit. But at least this game Control does have a little bit more action. It seems like it's more dudes you're fighting at once. It's more enemies than fucking Quantum Break did. So that's a bit of an improvement. But I don't know, everything surrounding that just kind of turns me off. And I'd rather fight the impossible last boss, a fucking remnant from the ashes, for like 20 hours straight than doing that, because it's like, oh, the shooting of this is pretty good, but oh, the shooting still feels a lot, hell of a lot better. And like Remnant, like, oh, that's actually good shooting. Like, this is just like passable. Like, eh, I don't know. Like half the time you don't even fucking like, you know, aim down the sights and shit, whatever. But anyway, so it's September now, or almost September, and well, that means it's almost October, and that means it's almost Halloween. So yeah, that Blair Witch game came out. You know, it's like almost like that '70s show. You know, that Blair Witch game. So yeah, when I saw the trailer for Blair Witch, I thought it was odd that they were making a Blair Witch game now, and I'm like, what the fuck, like, why would they do that? Is there like a new movie coming out? Why are they making like a 25 year old fucking movie into a game? And I also thought when I saw the trailer, I'm like, is that, like, when I first saw it, I'm like, is that fucking Silent Hill? It looked a hell of a lot like Silent Hill to me. So yeah, it came out yesterday, and I already beat it. I went through I just did one fucking marathon session through. And the game is not that long. It was like 4 hours or so, four and a half, which is actually, that's like the perfect length for just a long, spooky night in August. So even though it's a Blair Witch game, it doesn't really have that much to do with the plot of the Blair Witch movie, beyond like the setting. It's in Burkittsville, Maryland. And, you're running across those stick sculptures, the crosses that are, twigs and fucking like twine or whatever, like that sort of imagery. Granted, I mean, I've only seen the first movie once. I mean, maybe like twice. I know I saw it in the theater at least once. Like when it first, very first came out. And I think now there's like two or three other fucking movies. I don't know. I didn't really care. They look dumb. But I mean, I'm not really a big fucking Blair Witch fan. I did like the first movie. Like, I thought that was pretty cool. But I just got, like, after that came out, I just got so fucking sick of the found footage movies that were just in the wake of that, and like each, and then like they just kept, I'm like, this will fucking die off eventually, these fucking found footage movies, just cranking them out just to fucking cash in on Blair Witch. And then like they just kept coming out, and every one that came out just made me like associate fucking Blair Witch with like, they're the ones that started this fucking shitty trend. So everyone that came out just made me like the Blair Witch movie less and less, kind of like on reflection or whatever. That found footage trend went on for about 20 years after it had already run its course. But Blair Witch the game, I mean, it basically is like a new Silent Hill game. So that trailer was pretty accurate. It's it's a first person, so yeah, it would be, if you want to think about it as if a Silent Hill game came out as a, like a follow-up to Resident Evil, kind of like how the first Silent Hill kind of took a lot of inspiration, a lot of the ideas from the original Resident Evil. Now, if they're going to do one, like start one up now, it's like, Resident Evil 7 was first person, so a new Silent Hill, they would do first person, right? That would kind of make sense in a hypothetical world. So what is like the Blair Witch movie in the game is, you spend the majority of it, you're lost in the woods, which sounds like it would be a nightmare to play. Just fucking like, here's like, woods, and you're just going to fucking wander around and it's going to be a disaster. But, they actually do a good job of sectioning it off. So there's almost like levels to them. I mean, you'll be closed off in an area until like you do what you have to do to move on. You'll drop down a cliff that you can't get back up. It's like, I can't go backwards now. I'm just in this new area. And now you only have, so much woods that you can wander around in before you hit an impassable barrier, or like, invisible wall or whatever, fucking just thick trees you're not going to be able to get through. So, and then you have to do whatever, solve a puzzle or just explore enough and pick up enough items that you need to unlock the next section. So there is some occasional bullshit with that. I did get stuck a couple times in trees and had to reload a checkpoint because I'm just like, am I missing something? And I'm like, no, I think I'm just like stuck in between these fucking trees. Like I'm not supposed to be, I dropped down somewhere. I'm just stuck in this little area. I get to like reload it. And some of the puzzles involve searching for like key items in those large areas. These large, like confusing fucking, all these paths going everywhere and trees and, fucking fallen trees. You can climb up very rarely, but sometimes it just gets to like the areas themselves are just like a little, too big and too confusing. It's like, hey, go find a fuse that's somewhere here. And it's like, I don't fucking know, dude. It could be anywhere. It's fucking really, if you walk by the fuse that you need, which I did, I'm just fucking, it's like, what do I need? Like, it's not really, again, they try to keep it kind of, they want you to feel lost, but then it's like, sometimes like, the key item that I needed, I probably walked by 100 times. I just didn't fucking see it because I just didn't, so I get pissed. It was actually a fuse I was looking for. I looked through a walkthrough, you know, it's not that it's hidden. It's just, you know, it's just fucking, like, oh, there's a thing on like a wooden table that's like in the midst of fucking 20 other broken wooden tables in the fucking woods that you're walking around at night with a flashlight. I mean, these prompts do come up, but they're just like black prompts and shit. To make it, you know, it's not that hard to find the shit, but it's just fucking like, oh, I just walked by one, just didn't see it, or just didn't get close enough to it for it to pop up, and now I'm wandering around, and again, yeah, that's what happened to me. I'm just fucking like, what the fuck, dude? I'm not going to sit here for half an hour, which I know what I need. I probably walked by, and sure enough, I did, you know, shit like that. So, yeah, Blair Witch, I'll say right now, I'm going to cut it a little bit short today, but yeah, Blair Witch, fucking, it's really good. I will say it's fucking surprisingly good, a lot better than I thought it would be. So I'm just going to call it a night right here, or a day, whatever the fuck. I know I should have just gone through and finished the Blair Witch talk now, but, you know, it's fucking Labor Day weekend, and this is the first holiday I've had off in 10 years, so I'm going to go fucking enjoy that, getting paid to do nothing and whatever. So I'll probably play games. I'm probably going to play another horror game that came out yesterday, because it's, you know, it's a Labor Day spooktacular. What can I say? Except www.gruntfreepress.com is the website, and podcast@gruntfreepress.com is, what is that? The email address. But no labor on Labor Day. I mean, that's the rule. They won't even allow you to go into labor. You can't have any babies, or they just get aborted. The Labor Day massacres every year. It's horrific. All right. I'll see you guys later. Bye.